Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Wheat, triticale, and rye can all be used as dual-purpose crops for both forage and grain. However, after the historic Nebraska rangeland wildfires this year, many producers are looking at them as strictly forage options. Traditionally, grazing begins once these cereals reach about 5 to 6 inches in height, usually in early April, and can continue until early May. If grain harvest is still a goal, cattle need to come off before joining or the hollow stem stage to avoid reducing grain yield. If the plan is to graze out the crop entirely, though, the challenge becomes keeping plants vegetative and maintaining quality. Ideally, plants should stay under 10 inches when grazed, which can be difficult with rapid spring growth. Quick rotations in moving cattle before stubble drops below 3 to 4 inches in height can help maintain a vegetative stand when moisture is adequate. Of the common cereal grains, rye tends to grow earlier because it handles cool spring temperatures best. Triticale, on the other hand, may remain productive longer into June. Hay or silage can be good options, especially if harvest is timed well. Onless wheat and rye varieties are generally preferred for this use, although on varieties can still work if harvested just before heading. After graze out or forage harvest, these same acres may still be available for summer annuals, like sorghum, sedan grass, or millet. In the end, the best option will depend on your forage needs, economics, and available fencing, water, and how quickly you need these acres back for the next crop. With today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator, Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.